And today we continue our reading from the prophet Jeremiah. And we have in a fairly small incident, Jeremiah pondering and coming up with an insight into God and God's love for his people. Jeremiah went down to the potter's house, and there he was working at his wheel. The vessel he was making of clay was spoiled in the potter's hand, and he reworked it into another vessel, as seemed good to him. Like Jesus, Jeremiah was good at looking at everyday things and seeing them as a way of talking about God. Most villagers would have had a pottery producing everyday wares, and given that it's such a hypnotic sight, the chances are they would be used to a bit of an audience. Jeremiah watches something that was so common that most people no longer thought about it. The potter is at work, moulding the clay. At some point, the potter looks at what is emerging and decides that it's not good enough, so re-kneads it and starts again, this time producing something worth keeping. For Jeremiah, this speaks of God looking at his people and seeing that they are not responding to his moulding, and perhaps it is time to rework them. So you might want to press pause after the prompts for some reflection. When have you had an insight like this? Something ordinary, somehow telling you something deeper? And is God talking in words to Jeremiah? Or is God awakening the sight and hearing of his heart to what is around him that speaks of God? And for a bit of prayer time, you might like to treat yourself watching 5 minutes of the Potter's Wheel interlude, which was used by the BBC in the early days of mass public broadcasting. But as you watch, just ponder Jeremiah's words, his insights, and notice any insights that pop to your mind as you gaze.